All right, we're back now with Veterans Agent Kim Emmerling, this time in Salem. And, Kim, welcome to MSO.
Thank you very much.
What we want to do today is to continue to talk about Memorial Day activities, remembrances, and what's proper. After we chatted back with a bunch of agents back on Veterans Day. But before we do that, Kim, can you tell me a little bit about the services that are provided in the Salem area and to veterans and how they get a hold of them? I will be linking to the website, but maybe you could talk a little bit about the program.
The veteran service program the state has, is that what you're referring to?
No, particularly in Salem. People who can avail themselves to your services and get a hold of you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. So I think the best takeaway is if anybody has a question regarding potential benefits, whether education, just extra money that might be eligible for, or Memorial Day and Veterans Day, anything military related or veteran related, please call the office and we'll help them sort it out. And if there are benefits available to them or their loved one, then we'll get to the bottom of that and help them out. So
my next door neighbor is a veteran of the Vietnam era, and I'm back in that era as well. And his age and our age actually, he's still uncovering things and learning things about benefits that are available. He was an agent at one time himself, and so I think it's important maybe to get the message out not only to the young returnees or the young veterans who have done their time, but also maybe to some of the older people who might not know that they're eligible for certain things.
Well, that's right, and that's why I encourage everyone to call the office here, and let me help them sort it out and see what they might be eligible for, and make sure they did get any past benefit that they might have been mm-hmm. eligible for, and just haven't gotten yet. And you're right; there's a lot of changes that keep coming up, and we do our best, all the VSOs in the state, to keep up with those changes and get the word out to the veterans of all eras and all ages. So. And we do that here and many other organizations through veteran events that are held in the city or just general coffees that we have once in a while. Well, once the pandemic is officially over anyway, we'll get back to those. And they're just simply informational meetings that we have and help educate everybody and remind them about what is available out there.
Yeah, and I want to ask you how COVID affected your job and maybe some of the services in the area. It's been a long, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 months. So what has changed and maybe what's coming back online for you?
Well, here in Salem, we only took a very short hiatus right at the very beginning. And because of where the office is located, it's not open to the public, but all my office, I was in the office every day. So so that was very beneficial to the veterans and widows in Salem here. Mm-hmm. And a lot of veteran, I saw an extreme increase in a lot of other veteran service officers did too, in the number of VA claims, just to have them done finally for veterans or certainly seeking increases into those veteran compensation claims. So we've stayed open and it remains pretty busy. We just haven't had our meetings as I mentioned we mm-hmm. were doing almost on a monthly basis. So we look forward to getting those started again here probably right after the summer holiday, probably in August. We'll get our first coffee going.
Okay, good. There are two holidays, of course, that celebrate armed service members. Veterans Day, of course, in November, and also Memorial Day. And it's kind of weird, Kim, because Memorial Day, with the media, especially, the local news services, is associated with the, quote, unofficial first day of summer. But I remember when I was a kid and when my dad was in the service, he was both an Iwo Jima survivor and did a couple of tours in Vietnam. And I was in the service with him at the same time. But what I do remember back then was Memorial Day had these parades that were strictly dedicated to the local community people who had passed away in service and so on. So it's right now it sort of has a double meaning, publicly with the beginning of summer, but also to remember those who served. And Kim, if you could maybe tell me a little bit about your feelings about Memorial Day and what a proper remembrance might be for those who are still hanging around.
Right. Well, you know, it's important to remember that, you know, Memorial Day is to memorialize all those that have certainly been killed in action or have died in service, and all those that have gone before us that have served. And Veterans Day is more for all veterans that have served and are continuing to serve.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right about Memorial Day sort of being trumped over by being the first weekend in summer, the official opening and all that. And it is a bit frustrating for those of us in the community, but we do our best to continually remind everybody about what the real meaning of this weekend is. And we encourage them all to go out there and decorate the graves and the markers. And here in Salem, we used to have we haven't done it for 2 years, of course, but we have a small parade that marks the occasion. And we have a lot of schools, school kids, and scouts that go out and decorate the graves for us. And we do our best to get the community involved and get them to reflect over those markers and remember what the cost of our true freedom is here.
Well, I know that you, as a longtime service member, as well as many others, you have remembrances, and it's not just on Memorial Day. It's all year round. As I recall, and my neighbor does as well. Is there anything else, Kim, you'd like to mention? Because I know that it's very stressful, not just on certain days, but it's very stressful for former service members in particular, some of them who have seen combat and so on, and it just doesn't go away. So are there programs or things that you could recommend or that you might want to mention in terms of people who just might need a little extra help, a little extra support?
Well, again, I'd encourage them to seek out another veteran that they might be able to establish a rapport with, and certainly call my office here. Any veteran in the community, not just in Salem, can call here. I do my best to, you know, find out exactly what the issue is and what we can do to resolve it. So, like we talked about earlier, there are a lot of changes that keep coming up. And some are just small changes, but they affect second and third effects, really affect a lot of people. So, but we do, all the VSOs do our best to try and gather up all that information and make sure that we communicate that to the veterans. And if they are in need, you know, there's a plethora of benefits that are out there, and just way too many to go into detail here, but that's what mm-hmm. the VSOs do.
Okay.
We have a good contact, work very closely with the VA and all their programs, Veterans Outreach and VNOC in the area, the vet centers. I mean, there's tons of things that are going on. And then, you know, even through the informational meetings that we have here in the city and some of the other communities that do it as well, just even that, it establishes a contact and like-minded and people that might be suffering from the same thing or have a good idea and want to help out veterans, so.
That is Veteran Service Agents from Salem, Kim Emmerling. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. All right, I'm stopping the recording here.